Today we're joined by Lorna Golombic, holistic physiotherapist and health and wellness coach from Seed Physiotherapy, who's unpacking stress for us. Lorna explains why so many of us, especially women in midlife, are stuck in switched-on mode and what real recovery actually looks like. Lorna, we're always hearing that stress is bad for us, but stress, actually, is it a problem?
Well, Rosemary, not really, because stress itself isn't actually the enemy. In fact, we need stress. Every time we exercise or learn something new, meet a deadline, or even have an exciting celebration, our bodies respond with a healthy stress response. Mm. So the problem isn't that we experience stress. It's the problem that many of us never come back down afterwards. So you know that little saying, what goes up must come down? Mm-hmm. Well, it's particularly relevant for our nervous system because our nervous system was designed to move between activation and recovery. And when we stay switched on all the time, that's when the problems begin.
So, Lorna, do you have an analogy to show this to our listeners?
Absolutely, I do. You know, Rosemary, I love putting analogies together. Imagine that you're running a race, okay? From mm-hmm. your nervous system and physical performance point of view, there are three different phases that we go through. So phase one is preparation, and that's where you're standing on the start line and your brain becomes focused, your heart rate rises, your adrenaline begins to flow, and your muscles are primed for action. And then comes phase two. So that's your performance phase, where you're running and your heart is pumping, your breathing increases, your body's releasing cortisol and adrenaline to give you all the energy you need to perform. And then comes phase three, recovery. After the race, you don't keep sprinting. You slow down, your breathing settles, your heart rate drops, you rehydrate, you might stretch, refuel, and probably sleep. And that's actually when your body repairs and becomes stronger. And this is true for any stress that happens in everyday life as well.
And I love that analogy, Lorna. Can you explain how that relates to our daily life? And I think I can see it right now.
Well, that's the fascinating part. Most of us think of stress as big events in life, often negative events, but these three phases can happen many times every single day. Mm. It can start with your alarm clock going off in the morning. It might be the preparation is getting ready for an important presentation, having a difficult conversation with someone, rushing to get children out the door, or just simply anticipating a busy day coming up. And then our performance phase is when we're in the middle of it. So that's when we're meeting deadlines, we're in action, we're caring for our family, we're running businesses, we're doing the groceries, we're exercising, or we're solving problems. And then comes the question we often forget to ask ourselves, where is the recovery in our day? Do we actually allow our nervous system to return to the baseline before launching ourselves into the next thing? And for many of us, especially women in midlife juggling all the things, it can feel like they are permanently living in phase two. So hormonal changes, work, family responsibilities, caring for others can all make it harder to switch off. And that's why being intentional about recovery becomes even more important after 40.
So, Lorna, what happens when we skip that recovery phase?
Well, Rosemary, our bodies are incredibly intelligent. If we don't choose when we're going to recover, eventually our body's going to choose it for us. Yeah. And that isn't always convenient. So it will show up as exhaustion, poor sleep, poor mood, anxiety, brain fog, persistent aches and pains, digestive issues, catching whatever cold or flu or virus is doing the rounds, yep. or just feeling like you've lost your spark. You know, our nervous systems were not designed to stay in survival mode indefinitely.
So what does actual recovery look like, Lorna?
Well, first off, Rosemary, recovery doesn't always mean taking a holiday because we can't spend our lives on holiday either. Mm. It can be built into small moments through the day. A lot of the things we've previously spoken about on our podcast support recovery. Things like slow, mindful breathing, walking in nature, laughter, prayer or meditation, quiet reflection, journaling, doing something creative, reading, stretching, nourishing food, quality time, and for a lot of people, spending time with people who actually make you feel good and safe and accepted is really powerful. So even lying on your back with your legs elevated up the wall for 10 minutes can do wonders to calm the nervous system. And you may think some of those activities are being lazy or indulgent, but they're actually biological activators for prompting our bodies to move into the rest and restore system, which is, as I mentioned, where that healing can actually happen.
Now, I love that you've outlined, but how would somebody know that they're in actually overdue for some recovery?
Well, Rosemary, I think it's always helpful to ask yourself a few questions. So you can ask yourself, do I wake up already tired? Do I struggle to switch my mind off? Am I becoming more irritable? Have I stopped enjoying things I used to love, or even doing things that I used to love? Am I relying on caffeine to get going, or a wine to wind down in the evening? Mm. And if you've ticked yes on a box of a couple of those questions, then your body might be asking for a bit more recovery rather than just being on all the time.
Mm. I'm sure there's lots of other questions that we could talk to you about, but that sounds like a great start. Lorna, as we end off, what are one of the things that you would like listeners to take away from our little talk today?
Rosemary, I think I'd like everyone to ask themselves one simple question, which is actually two. Where am I spending most of my daily life? Is it in preparing, performing, or recovering? And if you're finding yourself in a lot of preparing and performing, consider factoring in more recovery in a way that feels good for you, remembering that it isn't weak or lazy. That's actually where your resilience is going to be built to allow you to perform better in all aspects of your life. Because if you're finding yourself in recovery phase a lot, where you literally are flatlined, in bed, exhausted, that's actually your body building some resilience because you haven't listened to it.
There you go. Look, thanks for the reminder, Lorna, that if you don't schedule some recovery, your body eventually will do it for you. And I, for one, think it'd be much rather choose it rather than it being forced upon me. Today, Lorna took us through the three phases of stress: preparation, performance, and recovery, and why so many of us skip that critical final step. From breath work to simply lying on the floor with your legs up the wall, small moments of recovery can change everything. Thanks so much for joining us, Lorna, holistic physiotherapist and health and wellness coach at Seed Physiotherapy. And you can catch Lorna's podcast right here on 1015fm.com.au.